Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Do you know the stress and anxiety induced by a crying toddler or newborn walking around your house, sleep deprived, worried, wondering if their tears will ever end? Well, what if you had access to a crying baby ambulance for some help? A service currently available to parents of young children living in Germany, Austria, Switzerland and Luxembourg. To tell us more about it and the benefits it can bring, I'm joined by Dr. Mary O'Kane, who's lecturer in psychology and early childhood education and author of Perfectly Imperfect Parenting. Dr. O'Kane, you're very welcome. What is a crying baby ambulance service?
Oh, hi, Cormac. It's a wonderful, wonderful service. I should just say it's not actually a real ambulance with blue flashing lights. The German Schrei Baby Ambulance sort of translates into crying baby ambulance in English. But what it actually is in these countries, if you are a parent and your baby is just crying too much, if you are exhausted and if you are at the end of your tether, you contact this group and they will send a staff member out to your home to just give you a break, to just give you that time. The thinking behind it is really to protect children. And it's thinking in terms of parents. Maybe a child has colic and that mother usually has been up day and night with this screaming baby. And we know that's emotionally exhausting, it's physically exhausting, and it's a free service where they just come to your home and just give you that little bit of breathing space.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because it's tiredness most people have never experienced before, and the stress of caring for the baby as well. And now many young couples have been pushed away from granny and granddad because of house prices and so on. It is a really difficult time, isn't it, Mary?
That's it, Cormac. I think so many young parents today, as you say, they've lost the village. They don't have that village that we would have had or our parents would have had in the past. And particularly if you have a child with colic, I don't think people understand the absolute mental exhaustion that's involved. And there's something, I know myself, my eldest had colic, Cormac, and I remember my husband coming from work, coming in the door and literally me handing this crying baby to him. I was crying, the baby was crying, you know, it's really tough. But it's very hard to say, I am really at my wit's end, I'm at breaking point. There's this fear or this shame that we feel, oh my gosh, they might want to take my baby away or everybody's going to judge me and think I'm such a bad parent. But the thing about this crying baby ambulance idea is there's no judgment. You know, the message is you're not being judged, you know, you are not alone. Mm. There is support out there. And I think that's such an important message to get across to parents.
I don't think there's anything like this in Ireland at the moment anyway. Can I don't want to be too negative because there may be struggling parents out there at the moment with crying babies. Give them a word of reassurance because it does pass, Mary, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. As somebody who's been through it, you will get through it. But can I say, Cormac, if there are parents listening and they're thinking, this is my life at the moment and I'm just really not coping, please speak to somebody. Talk to your GP. Talk to your public health nurse. And I should just say, Cormac, we do have a parenting helpline in Ireland called Parentline 01 873 3500, completely non-judgmental, available there for support and advice. But again, your GP, your public health nurse. But you know what I'd also say, Cormac? I'd say to people who aren't parents, check in with parents that you know with young babies. Yeah. We ask people to reach out. Let's reach in.
Let's help
See
each other.
See if you can do something to
let's,
help.
Let's
That's
help
exactly
each other.
It.
Okay, perfect stuff. Dr. Mary O'Kane, thank you very much indeed.